You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Jason Leisure is sitting in for Spieg. Spieg's with a couple days off. He will be back on Wednesday. This weekend over at 35th and Shields, I thought the White Sox did an incredible job with the reunion for the 2005 team, 20th anniversary. It was very, very cool. Tanny, you're Captain White Sox.
Although I don't have a captain's hat that they gave away during the Yacht Rock night, so perhaps if I had one of those, I could truly be the captain.
We got to get you one of those. What did you think of what the White Sox did?
You know, it's the first time in a couple years where I was like, I wish I was at the ballpark, especially Friday, you know, going home and listening to the Burley ceremony and then seeing photos on social media of, you know, the players hanging out with the fans on the concourse, just like hanging out with some beers, waiting for the statue of Burley to be unveiled. Like, that was pretty cool. And everything, I thought they hit all the right notes, and it was so cool to see so many of these guys back. And, you know, it makes you feel old, obviously. Like, they talked about it in some of the clips, like, they feel old, then we feel old seeing them, you know. But it's hard not to love, like, a lot of the things you saw. Uribe back in the building, and the stuff about, you know, Toby Hall and the way he stood in
for
Bobby's place, and the quotes about that. It was pretty, you know, heart-wrenching, but also quite beautiful. And it was just really well done by the Sox. Per usual, they always do a great job with that type of stuff, honoring their greats. I wish I would have seen more of their players out there, but, you know, some people were not there. You know, didn't see Kenny out there. Would love to have seen Kenny out there, the architect of that team.
He deserves so much more credit. Like, now that we have a better understanding of how hard it is to win, the fact that he was the guy that put that team together and they won is incredible. Pirates of the Caribbean open back.
Yeah,
I know you appreciate that. Like, that's good stuff. And Jason's here, and Jason's also a long struggling White Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool stuff that they did over the weekend with this team.
It is. Mostly I feel like that, but then also part of me feels like Tanny said, man, that was a long time ago. This is going to start to have this 85 Bears feel to it, where it's like, that's cool, but it's okay to do something like that again.
It is, and hopefully they will. But it was just not – like, it's been an interesting year for the White Sox, because I do think that, one, there is some progress, but then you have something really cool happen, like the Pope being a White Sox fan, and – people thinking at first, well, he's totally a Cubs fan. Like, no. He's not just a White Sox fan. Like, he is the White Sox fan. Like, the Southside Bob. But seeing some of that cool stuff that was going on this weekend was fantastic. Let's hear from some of the guys that won that title. This is what AJ had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I just was talking about this. you know, I just got into a Twitter thing with ESPN because, you know, they wrote Bobby Jenks was a, you know, on the roster. Well, I mean, he closed out the World Series and pitched in all four games. So he did a little bit more than that for that whole season. So, yeah, but that kind of just sums it up. To me, the biggest thing about it was the White Sox, you know, Red Sox won the year before, and everybody said, oh, it'd been 86 years. But people forgot that the White Sox had been longer. And also, you know, Houston, people also forget they were in the National League at the time. Right? They're now in the American League, sorry. And it wasn't a huge marquee matchup of White Sox and Astros, but to those two fan bases, it was huge. And I think it's just easy to swipe it under the rug because, oh, White Sox, cute story. You know, we'll move on, you know, to back to the Yankees or Red Sox, whatever. And at the time, and I just think people forget because they just don't – people don't do their job like they're supposed to, and they don't look into the history. And I just said that I'd take that team against pretty much anybody. I mean, 11-1 in the postseason, four complete games in the LCS. You'll never see that again. Wire to wire, 99 wins. And, you know, we beat the Red Sox. We beat the Angels. They had the MVP. They had the Cy Young that year. Beat the Astros, had Hall of Famers all in that roster. So I think that team was great, and we just had something, and I think that people overlooked that sometimes because, you know, we didn't have a Hall of Famer on the team. We had a lot of really, really good baseball players.
Spiegs, I think, correctly has identified me as being culturally a White Sox fan. I think that is a perfect description of kind of where I'm at with this franchise. But there are things that still bother me that don't have to do with what the baseball operations of the White Sox is doing. I hate that we have to keep holding people accountable, namely ESPN, that continue to not give credit to the 2005 White Sox. Like, I don't understand. So the Bobby Jenks thing, I understand it to this degree. That might have been an AI-generated tweet, okay? But still, even if you're condensing and shrinking your newsroom, which we know that they are, there's still someone who's supposed to go, ooh, we probably shouldn't have done that.
What would that job title be? I like that. I like a guy that just pops in and says that every time they goof something up.
I'm pretty sure that that's the role of an ombudsman.
Give me it again. Give me the voice again.
Ooh, we probably shouldn't have done that.
Or maybe like a Carl Lewis.
I'm going to make up for it.
You said it's predominantly ESPN. I think it's exclusively ESPN,
yeah,
isn't it?
You're right.
I've seen this before.
I haven't seen Fox Sports do this or... It has been them.
I think it was when the Hawks were winning,
yes,
their titles in the 20
teams. And they threw up everyone's title.
All the logos up there. So they show like the six Bulls logos and the three Hawks logos, and then there's no White Sox up there.
It doesn't make sense, and it makes me angry.
By the way, the red hot Chicago White Sox, 4-6 in their last 10. Pretty good.
Wasn't a great weekend.
Solidly in 29th place now ahead of the Rockies. The Rockies are not catching them this year.
Wasn't a great weekend for the 2025 White Sox. It was a great weekend for the 2005 White Sox, especially with a guy like Mark Burley getting a statue.
Do you feel like this team doesn't get the recognition it deserves nationally?
3-2. You're asking the wrong person because I don't pay attention to that. So I don't. It doesn't matter to me what people recognize us on. I know what we did, and that's you can't take that away from me. I don't care what other.
Yeah. See, because the thing about him is that if he's not having a beer, he's in a duck blind
or a deer stand or something. Yeah.
Having a beer, probably. That's what he's doing.
I didn't know that story that they came in with that he was drinking beer in the bullpen.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I never knew that.
He was basically drunk for that save.
And it worked.
That's the beauty of it. Like,
that's the beauty of baseball.
It's stuff.
You don't
like,
have to be in shape to play baseball. You also don't even have to be sober to play baseball.
They told him not to put his cleats on, that they wouldn't need them, and then it was like, so he's enjoying the game like anyone else, like having a beer, and then it's like. Hey, man, this game's going in long. We might need you. Could you go sober up and warm up? Because you might have to come out here and get a save.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Pretty crazy, right?
And he was good to go.
Those type of anecdotes should matter like to people. Anyway, let's hear a couple more guys on this subject. The aforementioned Jermaine Dye was asked about it. Here's what he said.
It usually starts with the family, right? You know, diehard family that grew up watching the White Sox, usually, you know, happy that their parent or their dad or their mom got to see us before they passed away. It is tough to, we don't get all the respect that I think we should. I mean, I think, it's hard to win a World Series, but to do what we did, to go an 11-1 in a playoff run, it's pretty special. I think we know as a ball club how special we were. You had a bunch of guys that came from different teams that year and put together, and somehow we gelled really fast in spring training. And, you know, not that we thought we were going to win a division, but we saw that, you know, we were family. And Ozzie did a great job of instilling that into us, that we got to play for each other. Play hard is the first thing, and go out there. And we had a bunch of guys that were unselfish. I mean, nobody tried to be the guy. We knew we had different guys that can be the guy at any time, and it worked out for us.
I got to tell you, White Sox fans overall, like, we have a reputation, right? Like, we're chip on the shoulder. We're angry. Sometimes we're mean.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing that I think pours into that. Like, it's one thing for the battle inside of the city. And the thing is that it's not Cubs fans who do this type of stuff. Like, they know. Like, they have a friend or a relative or a spouse that is a White Sox fan, and they get it. And I've always found it interesting because I always felt like the Cubs Sox thing from the outside looks different than it does from the inside. Like, for those of us that are here, It's your friend, it's your neighbor, you have a little bit of fun with it. We kind of all know, you know, the Cubs have a lot more fans than the White Sox, so be it. But the idea of this erasure, like this idea of, I don't understand. I wonder if there is, like, this is us White Sox fans, like, inside of our own bubble too. I wonder if there's another team that's had to go through this.
I don't think that happens. And I don't think it happens with the Mets or the A's when they were in the Bay Area, or the Angels. I don't think people just outright forget that they exist or that they won something.
It's really weird, right?
It is. But the White Sox seem to forget they're in Chicago too sometimes. I mean, they do everything. They operate so much like they're playing in Milwaukee instead.
Well, yes, it is. I would consider them a small market team in a big market sometimes.
Yeah.
Like the way that they go about their business. But they did win the World Series. Like, and to misidentify Chris Burke and be, like, that to me is like, what?
Won the World Series, and as John Morosi mentioned while he was on with us, one of the most, if not the most, probably the most dominant postseason run any team's ever had.
Yes, to go 11-1, it's and to get that thing that every baseball fan romanticizes about now in 2025, the idea of a starting rotation that you can send out there to go get complete games. Here's an example of it. And yet it's still.
Here's everything you ever wanted, America, except it just happens to be from the White Sox.
Yeah.
And then they don't remember it.
When you
By the way, Jermaine Dye, great arm. That's an often forgotten part of Jermaine Dye's game.
Paul Konerko, I always found him to be one of the most thoughtful people. Whenever you asked him a question, he would think about it first and then give you an answer. He talked about all of this, too.
You know, we were just joking over there. Like, every year when they come out with the World Series and all that, they'll show all the collage of highlights of everybody winning, and it's like 2001. Merck, Jesus.
Good job. He really was fired
up. Awesome.
2001. It'll go like, you know, the celebrations at the end. 2001, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Like, it's like, yeah, I feel like now is if I'm going to be old and bitter about anything, I feel like that team was like really good. I know we didn't have the star power or the staying power, and that's part of it. I think that's what makes great teams like, you know, the Florida Panthers right now, right? It's not that they just won one. Now you win two, you're in a different situation, right? Went to three finals in a row. So I understand that element of it, that some of these other teams that didn't dominate as much in the postseason, but they were there more years in a row. That definitely means something. But just in that 3-week tournament that was played that October, you know, we pretty much handled everybody about as easy as anybody's handled anybody. So proud to say that, you know, and if they don't want to say it, that's fine, you know, whatever. No big deal to us. We still got the trophy, you know.
Hear, hear, PK. Also, if you didn't know, Paul Konerko is crazy about hockey. Like, he loves hockey. That's why he's telling you about the Florida Panthers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.